This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Recent data from a CSET 2022 gap study found that individuals aged between 30 and 39, those are the millennials, they often find themselves underinsured by an average of 1.4 million rand. Unlike previous generations, millennials and Gen Z in South Africa are delaying major life milestones such as marriage, parenthood, and even property ownership. And these delays have in turn translated into a later uptake of life insurance. And these generations typically do not take up life insurance until they reach their late 30s. We are talking this morning to personal finance coach, CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Vangile Makwakwa. Good morning, Vangile. Are you good?
Yes, I'm good. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time as always. So, Vangile, according to your experience, is this generation more relaxed around getting life insurance than the older generations?
Well, I don't think this generation is necessarily more relaxed about anything financial, including life insurance. I just think that this generation has more economic challenges with the economy, right? We live in an economy that is, has less growth than previous generations experienced. We have higher inflation, stagnating salaries. We were also the sandwich generation, right, where our parents are retiring, but if you have kids, you also have to look after your kids, but your parents also don't have retirement, so they have a lot of economic responsibility on top of being underpaid in an economy that has increasing prices. So I think there are reasons for why life insurance then falls by the wayside. And also, as you guys mentioned, people don't also understand that life insurance isn't just about it is not about leaving something just for people when you die. It's also that life insurance does cover disability and rare diseases in case as you get older. So that isn't always, that isn't always properly communicated when people talk about life insurance. They just talk about leaving a legacy. But if someone doesn't have kids, then they can't really think like that. They don't see the value of life insurance because the dread disease part and the disability part isn't communicated.
Yeah, if I die before the age of 30, I mean, my parents' responsibility.
Wow. So, Michael, is it also possible to be overinsured? I mean, do insurance companies have a rule or cap when it comes to how much a person can be insured for?
Yes, they actually do. It depends on your salary. I can't remember exactly because I'm just thinking of other countries I've lived in at the moment. And I'm just like, the only things that are coming up is what I remember in other countries. But I can't remember exactly what the cap is in South Africa. But I know in other countries they'll say it's 15, you can't be insured for more than 15 times your salary, or more than 25 times your annual salary. So it depends on your annual salary, and they also take into account your assets. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you think about it, right? So there is a cap based on how much you earn per annum and also how much you have in terms of assets. But it's not going to be that, it's going to be something like maybe 15 times, 20 times what you earn per annum. So if you're earning 2 million per annum, maybe the cap may possibly be 40 million in terms of life insurance. I don't know the exact figure.
Now, is getting life insurance something one can afford to delay? I mean, according to what we are reading here in terms of people putting it off until their late 30s, is that advisable even?
Here's the thing, like I work with different people. I'm not a financial advisor, but I talk to my clients after they go talk to their financial advisors or before they go talk to their financial advisors. And what I've learned is everyone's situation is different, right? So some people may have to take on certain products before anyone else. Some people may have to take on life insurance, and it may be way less. So there's so many ways to do this, but I think it depends on your situation. Every individual is unique, right? And why you're doing it is also going to be unique based on your family situation, your health, everything. So I really can't say that it's one size fits all. And that's, I think, part of the big problem with when we talk about personal finances, this, or anything to do with financial products, there's this belief that everyone is going to be a one size fits all. And it's not true. It will depend also on your investments, your portfolio. Where are you in your investment journey? Where should you start? And with the right financial advisor, they can really help you, a wealth manager, they can really help you figure out when to get life insurance, how much life insurance to get, what type of life insurance to get, what you should look for in those clauses. What really concerns me is that so many people will literally just get life insurance off of just watching an advert. Nothing wrong with that. But really talking to a financial advisor and understanding what is in that life insurance policy. How does it pay out? How much are you covered for in terms of disability? How much are you covered for in terms of Dravet disease? That is really, really important to understand what happens if you miss a premium. How many premiums can you miss? All that becomes super critical when we're looking at life insurance.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time and your insights. Very valuable. That is a personal finance coach, CEO of Wealthy Money and author of What's Your Money Personality, Vangile Magwagwa.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.